Here's a quick word from our football educational partners over at the Scouting Academy.
Listen, we've said it all the time. If you love the analysis and you're passionate about football, then you really need to check out the Scouting Academy. Whether you're a football coach, aspiring writer, or even aspiring football agent, the Scouting Academy is really a perfect place for you to learn and develop your skills as an analyst. With curriculum that spans over 375 years of coaching and personnel experience, the Scouting Academy offers you a 16-week online course that you can tailor and build to meet your needs and your interests. Whether you're learning about wide receivers or defensive linemen, you can make the experience what you want it to be. Listen, I've said it to you on this podcast many times. I've spent my own money, my own time, and time away from my friends and family because I am just this passionate about this game. And the Scouting Academy is the place where I really feel like I've learned the most I've ever learned about the game of football. It's made me a better analyst. It's made me a better person in terms of the coaching I do on the field. I can't say enough great things about it. If you have any questions about the Scouting Academy, please don't hesitate to reach out to Dan Hatman on Twitter or reach out to the Scouting Academy online via email. I'm open to all questions as well. Heck, I'm still even a student there myself. Please don't hesitate to reach out. I really think that once you learn all the tools and gain the knowledge that they have to offer, I really think you're going to be absolutely excited about the game of football again.
This is the Saturday to Sunday Football Podcast.
This is where it all counts. This is why we're here. This is why each one of us are here.
And now, here's your host.
Welcome back to another special edition of the Saturday to Sunday Football Podcast. I am Paul Perticchese, and thank you for joining me. The NFL Combine is in the books. The defensive backs took the field today, the cornerbacks and the safeties, the final two groups at the NFL Combine, ran their 40s, did their athletic testing drills, and did the on-field workouts. So similar to the last couple days, I figured I'd give a quick instant reactions to some of the things that we saw today on the coverage. So I'm going to start right at the cornerbacks. First guy of real note is DeAndre Baker out of Georgia. He's one of the top corners in this class, round one, round two type prospect in the top five cornerbacks. His best time was a 4.53. His unofficial and then his official came out, that was a 4.52. He looked pretty fluid in the on-field drills, but he basically checked the box off. He needed to be in that low 4.5 range, and he did. He's not a guy that has elite long speed, but he's still one of the best technical corners in this class. So I think he did what he had to do today. One guy under the radar who's really been elevating his stock in the pre-draft process was Corey Ballantyne out of Washburn. Probably an early day three prospect, maybe could push his way into the top 100. He ran a 4.47 today, was his best unofficial time, looked fluid and smooth in the drills. So Corey Ballantyne, the All-Star Games and now the Combine, is using that to his advantage. One of the big things about the All-Star Circuit and the Combine is for under-the-radar kids from lower levels of school like Washburn to take advantage of it and to get noticed by more NFL teams and more to the, you know, draft Twitter consensus out there to get a recognition of who he is. So really impressive performance by him nonetheless. Next guy I want to talk about is Jamel Dean out of Auburn. He's a guy who has battled some injuries throughout his career, but has elite level speed. He showed it today, 4.31 and 4.33. I think his official time might have been a 4.30 flat. He looked good in the drills, explosive movement skills. So he's a guy that if the medicals check out, we always talk about the combine is so important behind the scenes, those medicals and those interviews. Dean is an example of if the medicals check out, maybe he has a legitimate shot to be a top 100 prospect because of that elite level speed. And this is overall a pretty down cornerback class. Another cornerback that I want to talk about is Lonnie Johnson out of Kentucky. He's a guy we saw at the Senior Bowl. Great size, great frame, good length. you know, one of the concerns about him was his long speed. I think today that was kind of seen. His best 40 time unofficial was a 4.52. He showed a little tightness and stiffness in his movements during the drills, but he's got great length, good press corner. So he's still going to be a guy who probably goes in that day two range and is impressive nonetheless, even without maybe that elite level athleticism. Justin Lane out of Michigan State, a guy who I think is flying under the radar a little bit. He's a day two type prospect. He ran a 4.50 as his best 40 time, fluid in all of the drills on the field, although Lane helped himself out a little bit today. David Long out of Michigan. He's a round three, round four type guy. He can play inside. He can play outside. I think his best position is inside in the slot. He had two really good runs today, 4.47, 4.46. Looked really good in the drills. Good technique, good quickness. Able to, you know, show that back pedal and then turn his hips really smoothly and fluidly. So I thought David Long helped himself out today. Another guy who has that inside-outside versatility is Julian Love out of Notre Dame. I think he's another guy in the day two mix, probably in the top five or top six cornerbacks in this class. His best 40 time was a 4.54, but I think his best position is probably inside in the slot. Really good techniques. I think he's a guy that checked off the boxes he needed to. He's not a guy who wins with that long speed. So I don't think anything we saw today was too concerning for Julian Love. Another one of the top corners in this class is Trayvon Mullen out of Clemson. He's a round one, round two type player. His best 40 time was a 4.46, so that was really good for him, checking those boxes as well. He looked okay in the on-field drills. I wouldn't say that he looked as smooth or as fluid as the next guy who I'm going to bring up, who I think is probably the number one corner in this class, and that is Byron Murphy out of Washington. He ran a 4.55, was his fastest 40 time. I never thought he was a guy that had great long speed, but everything else this guy does, he's a great cover man. He's got great ball skills. He's physical for his size. Yeah, he's a little bit undersized, but he's got good athleticism, good short area quickness, fluid movement skills, which we saw. Nobody looked as good as Murphy in the on-field drills. His back pedal, his ability to turn his hips, his ability to go laterally from side to side. I thought Byron Murphy was the standout in the on-field drills at the position. One guy, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to see was Kendall Sheffield out of Ohio State. Unfortunately, he had a partially torn pectoral muscle from the bench press previously this weekend. So he was going to be a guy who was absolutely going to fly. Probably was going to be in the low 4.3s, maybe even in the 4.2s. So it's unfortunate we didn't get a chance to see him show that athleticism that he obviously had. One of the other big corners in this class is Greedy Williams. Greedy Williams ran a 4.38 and a 4.45 unofficial 40-yard times. He ended up pulling himself out during the drills because an injury. He said, I think it was his hamstrings were tightening up. So he didn't do a lot of the on-field drills. Listen, Greedy Williams is probably going to be a round one prospect. I don't think he's the top 10 guy that some people were saying. There are some questions, his play strength, his physicality, his ability to help out and run support, but he checked off, you know, that he has elite level speed today, shown the athleticism. He's obviously got good size and great length. So I still think he's a rock solid first round corner. I think him and Murphy are two guys that are locks for the first round. I think Baker has a shot to sneak in there and maybe Mullen. And I think those are two of the guys, probably two of the other guys who are probably on the fence with one or two other guys. One of them I'll mention in a second. The last corner that I want to bring up is Rock Ya-Shin out of Temple. Ya-Shin out of Temple, 4.52, 4.58. But I think his official time was a 4.51. We saw him at the Senior Bowl. He was one of the only corners at the Senior Bowl who was able to stay with Deebo Samuel. So when I mentioned those guys who I think are going to be first round locks in Greedy Williams and Byron Murphy, I think Ya-Shin is right there with DeAndre Baker and Trayvon Mullen as two other corners that have a shot to sneak in the back end of round one. If not, they will definitely be round two picks. It's a little bit of a subpar cornerback class this year. And so I think some of these guys could get pushed up a little bit and end up going in round one. But I think a bunch of these guys are definitely round two prospects. Ya-Shin looked good in the drills, the on-field stuff, but 4.52 is good enough for him. He can press. He's got good cover skills, good size and frame, really physical, good play strength. So him running the low 4.5s, I think, is plenty fast enough for him. If I take this to the safeties position, and now the safety position, all we really can go on and I can comment on right now is their 40-yard dash times and a couple of their broad and vertical jumps. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, NFL Network's coverage goes off at 2 o'clock today. The safeties were probably going to be running for at least another 45 minutes to an hour, but between the Rich Eisen run and then going off at 2 o'clock, we barely got to see any of the safeties in the on-field drills. So I can just go by a little bit of what I saw from the 40-yard dashes and, you know, how that kind of impacted some of my thoughts on these players in terms of stock up, stock down, et cetera, et cetera. So it's one of those things that unfortunately we can't, you know, we don't really have a full determination on how these guys looked in terms of their fluidity, their movement skills, and all that stuff. And that's a little disappointing. The first guy I'm going to talk up right at the top of the alphabet is Jonathan Abram, one of the top safeties in the class. We're talking late round one, round two type prospect. He checked off the speed box with a 4.45. And for a guy who's probably best moving forward and playing strong safety, that is really explosive athleticism. So it's really impressive. His vertical jump was 33. His broad was 9.8. So he checked off the boxes he needed to. Nasir Adderley. I really wanted to see Nasir Adderley's long speed and how he tested. I thought he was going to test out as a great athlete. We saw him at the Senior Bowl. He had his moments there. But Adderley decided not to do anything at the combine. He's going to have a pro day, and we'll get to see his athletic testing there at his pro day. Another guy who we wanted to mention is Mike Edwards, another guy who looked really good at the Senior Bowl. Wanted to see how he tested because I had some concerns about his athleticism and his long speed. I thought it was maybe functional to above average, but he didn't do any drills here either, so we didn't get any 40 times on him, which was a little bit disappointing. One guy who did perform today and performed really well was Chauncey Gardner-Johnson out of Florida. This is a guy who can play free safety, can play strong safety, can play nickel corner. Think Tyron Matheau, think Buda Baker, that type of player. So he ran a 4.49 and a 4.50. We did get to see the first set of safety on-field drills, and Gardner-Johnson looked really smooth and fluid in one set of reps that I was able to see. I think he's an intriguing player at the back end of round one or the first 10 to 20 picks of round two. I think in terms of his 40-yard time, I think he came here and checked the boxes he had to check. A couple other guys. Taylor Rapp, another top safety in this class, potential late round one, round two pick, versatile play, free safety, a strong safety. He did not run his 40 time, so we're going to have to wait to his pro day to see some numbers on Taylor Rapp. Sheldrick Redwine out of Miami, he's got some versatility to play cornerback, maybe even, his best position is a free safety, but some teams could be looking at him to potentially be a press cornerback as well. He ran a really good time of a 4.45 and a 4.5. He had a 39-inch vert and a 10.10 broad. So he really helped himself in the athletic testing here as someone who could be an early day free pick or maybe even push his way into the top 100 picks. Darnell Savage, who was voted as the top DB down at the Reese's Senior Bowl, he really helped himself here today. He's a guy who is in that round three, round four mix. But after today's performance, I kind of think that he might be a guy who's gone within the top 100 picks. He ran a 4.37 and a 4.39. And on that first rep of on-field drills that we were able to see, he tested out. He looked really fluid and smooth, his back pedal, his turn. So I think Savage helped himself out a lot here as well. Deontay Thompson, another one of the top safeties in the class out of Alabama, unfortunately suffered an injury a couple weeks ago. He's a round one, round two guy. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to see him compete here. I would have liked to see what his athletic testing numbers looked like. The winner from the safety position in terms of their athletic testing was Juan Thornhill out of Virginia. He's a guy who probably now may have pushed his way into the top 100 picks. I had kind of had him on that round three, round four border. He ran a 4.43 with a 44-inch vertical jump and 11.9 broad jump. Really impressive performance by Juan Thornhill. In terms of his explosion, his jumps and his speed here at the combine. And then the last guy I will mention is an under the radar guy that not expecting, but Zedrick Woods out of Mississippi, a guy who is probably was considered a mid to late day three type prospect, average size and frame. He tested out as an elite athlete. I think on tape, you probably, you know, would say that he was a functional to good athlete, but he tested as an elite athlete. His two unofficial times were 4.37 and 4.3 flat. And then his official time ended up being 4.29, the fastest of anybody at the combine. You know, this was not a guy you heard people talking about as potentially the fastest player at the NFL combine. So this will send people back to the tape on Zedrick Woods to kind of see, you know, what he could potentially be, what his play speed was in relation to his athletic testing today. And he could be a guy that NFL teams are at least looking at as a court special teamer with that type of speed to be a, you know, a gunner on the punt team or the kickoff team with those type of numbers. So there it is, quick instant reactions on the cornerback position and the safety position. Guys, I really hope you've been enjoying these special editions of the podcast. I know they've been a lot of fun to bring to you. If you've been following along on Twitter, picked up a lot of new followers. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the tweets, enjoying the podcast. If you like what you are reading and you like what you're listening to, please get over to whatever app you use, rate, review, and subscribe. If you want to get more information, more reports, more rankings from Matt and I, please get over to the website, s2sfootball.com is the quickest and most efficient way to now get to the website. Click on the premium content tab, and then you can purchase the four premium notebooks for $9.99. You get all four notebooks. It's the 2019 scouting notebook with 100 player profiles on 2019 prospects, plus all our other scouting reports on prospects that did not come out that we studied last summer. You get our rankings notebook, which has our draft eligible rankings for all the offensive players. It has our tiers. It has our dynasty rookie rankings after the draft. I'm still updating last year's dynasty rookie rankings for your fantasy pleasure. And then also you still get two more notebooks. You get the freshman notebook sometime in late March or April with scouting reports on many of the top incoming freshmen for your, you know, you need that note out for your Devy leagues or just as fans of college football. And then also in April, you get the draft projections notebook, which will have tabs for every single position, offense and defense, all their measurements, if they performed at the combine, their combine testing. In addition, some traits on the player, just to give you a quick synopsis of who it is, and then a round projection. The draft projections notebook is not how we project it to go. That's our rankings. And in terms of what we believe the player, it's how we expect it to go from using all the great resources, everything we hear on podcasts, see on TV, read, you know, on the internet and articles. I collaborate it all. I turn it into a document that is like a TV guide reference for the night of the draft. In addition to tabs for every position, there are also then tabs predicting the top 32 players to go in the first round, the players to go in the top 100, and the players to be picked in the entire NFL draft. So really enjoy it. You get all four of them for $9.99. So hopefully you get over to the website and check that out. So on behalf of Matt, on behalf of our sound and tech engineer David Nakano, and myself, hopefully you enjoyed these special editions and enjoyed the NFL combine, and we look forward next time taking you from Saturday to Sunday.